Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Democrats who control the Virginia House of Delegates seem likely to reject the crush of budget amendments from Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin. Some of them might not even need a vote. Here's former chief of staff for two governors, Bill Leidy.
The speaker is in a very, very primary role in a reconvened session because he can rule amendments non-germane. He can rule amendments to be non-specific or not severable. So he can basically rule a lot of things out of order without a vote ever being taken.
This is the first reconvened session for Speaker of the House Don Scott, who has the power to reject most, if not all, of the governor's budget amendments. That puts the governor in a position to potentially veto the entire budget.
The advantage there is with the governor.
That's former Republican Governor Jim Gilmore. He says if Youngkin decides to veto the budget, he might benefit from the spotlight.
I think the governor does have leverage because if he vetoes the budget, he can bring them back and that will thrust him into the national spotlight. That'll be national news.
No Virginia governor has vetoed the budget, at least not in recent memory. But if that were to happen, lawmakers would have to return to the Capitol for a special session to resolve their differences before the beginning of the next fiscal year, which starts on July 1st. I'm Michael Pope.